Krishna Productions presents a narration of the book, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, Volume 5, entitled, Let There Be a Temple. It was written by Satsvarup Das Goswami, was published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of Los Angeles, California in 1983, and is narrated by Amala Bhakta Das in 1995. All rights to the text are reserved by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, and all rights to the performance are reserved by Amala Bhakta Das. It is thus prohibited to copy these audio cassettes without the express permission of the producer. We hope you will enjoy this presentation and that it will further inspire your devotional service with ever-increasing love to Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna, to whom this tape series is appreciatively dedicated. I now offer my respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter of His lotus feet. He is the servant of Srila Sarasvati Goswami and is kindly preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and delivering the whole world from impersonalism and voidism. Praying at his lotus feet for his divine blessings, I now begin this narration. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to the devotees of Srila Prabhupada.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
And now the introduction. One day in June of 1977, Srila Prabhupada sat in his garden at the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, India, conversing with a few devotees. Although for months he had been manifesting external symptoms of ill health, he still enjoyed sitting here with his disciples, while aromatic jasmine blossoms scented the air and the fountain gently splashed. He had been discussing various topics, including how modern godless civilization was a society of two-legged animals. Speaking of life in India as he had known it as a child, he described a simpler way of living, and he began recalling some of his childhood experiences. At his birth, he said, an astrologer had predicted that at age 70, he would leave India and establish many temples. Prabhupada said he hadn't understood this prediction for many years, but that by Krishna's grace, he had gone to America at the age of 70 to execute the order of his spiritual master. In America, the result of his preaching had given him great hope, and he had obtained permanent residency there, expecting not to return to India. One of Srila Prabhupada's disciples present, Tamal Krishna Goswami, spoke up. Do you regret having come back to India? No, Srila Prabhupada replied. My plan was to stay in America, but Krishna's plan was different. Therefore, when I was coming back, I was speaking to Dvarkadish, the Krishna deity in ISKCON's Los Angeles temple. I said to Dvarkadish, I came here to preach. I don't know why you are dragging me back. So I was unhappy to leave, but Krishna had his plan. Srila Prabhupada went on to say that by following Krishna's plan of leaving Vrindavan, and then, after preaching in America, coming back to Vrindavan, he had gained the most wonderful temple, the Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan. You always come out victorious, Tamal Krishna said. I have never seen you defeated. In Bombay, for example, it seemed to be an impossible situation. Yes, no one was interested, said Srila Prabhupada. Who could see that such a big project would come up? Only you could see that, said Tamal Krishna. You and Radha Rasa Vihari, the Krishna deity at ISKCON's Bombay temple. But still, I was determined. They should write a book about that, said Tamal Krishna. It is history, Srila Prabhupada added. That is worth writing about. Mayapur also.
Mm-hmm.
This present volume of Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita is an attempt to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire that a book be written about the struggles undergone for establishing a wonderful temple for Krishna in Bombay, as well as in Mayapur and Vrindavan. It is a history worth writing about. This history is worth telling not only to Srila Prabhupada's intimate followers, but to the whole world. After all, it is for the benefit of people everywhere that Srila Prabhupada struggled against great obstacles to establish these three important ISKCON temples in Bombay, in Vrindavan, and in Mayapur. For Srila Prabhupada, temple meant not only a building, but a center of highest learning, an institution for teaching the science of God. He saw that people were mad after material progress with little interest in understanding their spiritual identity. They identified themselves with the material body. Centers of spiritual learning and culture, therefore, were of prime importance in liberating people from their bodily identification. Srila Prabhupada's plan had been to transplant the seedling of India's spirituality in the West, and then to return the healthy plant to its native soil, where the teachings of Lord Krishna had become confused by persons misrepresenting Vedic culture. In reawakening India's own culture, Srila Prabhupada wanted especially that there be wonderful temples of Krishna consciousness, temples for everyone's benefit. This story, Let There Be a Temple, is worth telling in that through it we learn of the mind and actions of a pure devotee of the Lord. We cannot expect to imitate such a great empowered devotee as Srila Prabhupada, but we can hear about his activities in this volume. And that will inspire us and show us how, by persistence, hard work, and patience, we can become successful in our attempts to regain our forgotten Krishna consciousness and become pure devotees of the Lord. This history is worth writing about also because to hear of Srila Prabhupada's activities is naturally very relishable. Hearing about the activities of Lord Krishna's pure devotee is as relishable and purifying as hearing about Lord Krishna himself. Simply by hearing and appreciating Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, we will purify our hearts and advance in spiritual enlightenment. Although Let There Be a Temple focuses primarily on Srila Prabhupada's establishing of three major temples in India, this volume also describes his varied activities as the world-traveling leader of his burgeoning International Society for Krishna Consciousness. As related in preceding volumes of this series, Srila Prabhupada wanted the Krishna Consciousness movement on every continent, in every city, in every town and village. So although Srila Prabhupada's establishing of his three main Indian centers provides the theme for the present volume, the listener will also find Srila Prabhupada actively representing Lord Krishna and the disciplic succession in Los Angeles, Nairobi, New York, Melbourne, Paris, all over the world.